What's up, everyone? Welcome back to an episode of the Sales Culture Podcast. And man, this has been a hiatus moment. For those that know, my wife gave birth to our first son, and adapting to parenthood has been a journey in itself. He's only about 6.5 weeks old, so we're still really fresh, still really new, and just learning a ton right now. And I gotta tell you, it's got me thinking about how this applies to business and really a lot of things that we're doing that have to stretch us, right? Like, I wanna talk to you guys about stretching yourself today. And it's so easy to sit back and do what's comfortable. And like, you know, for instance, like, I'm juggling the whole parenthood thing. I'm still doing I took about a month off from work, and now I'm back in it, you know, getting back to catching up to a lot of people that I just kind of put off all last month. And so things are happening, and it's great. And I could just sit here and keep doing what I've been doing, which is primarily building the business through email marketing, right? I do a little bit of cold calls, text message and referrals and emails is really where those are the main channels that I get business, right? And I want to kind of take the conversation down a little bit too. I've been noticing and talking to some people, and they've been giving me feedback like, man, you got a lot of good stuff, but it really just needs to be more digestible. Meaning I'm trying to talk too heavy. I'm trying to get too, pie in the sky, or even get too much in the weeds about different sales and marketing tactics. And when really the mission of what I'm up to is really trying to help everyone learn how to sell better, because we're all selling something. Like, whether you want to, you know, own it or not, everybody sells something, right? Whether you're just in a job that you love, you got to sell yourself up so you can get the brand new promotion. Like, there's always something that you're selling, right? If you got ideas, try to sell your actual spouse or your girlfriend to kind of like on like what to eat tonight. We're all selling something. I'm going to sell my son on a whole gang of stuff. I'm going to try to brainwash him into believing in some things I believe. In a good way. But with that being said, one of the biggest things I think that there's a huge opportunity to really do when it comes to how we can advance our agendas, right, and sell better, is to really try to build more strategic partners. And there's different ways to go about doing this. And this is something that is going to stretch you a little bit. And I think that it's going to challenge you to really understand your limits. I think this is crucial for any partnerships. You have to understand what you can't do well or what you're just okay at. And when you're looking for partners, it's not about trying to be everything to everybody. Like, we know that's a losing formula, but we still do it. And it's more so about, where do you really have that crazy impact, man? When people are like, you know, throwing up about what you're doing. And I mean, like, you know, as far as telling other people throwing up, and it's like a contagious place for you to really operate. That's the place where I think that you should be looking to understand where you can build partners around. And so, you know, when we think about it, like, I'm talking about top of the funnel things. These are just pretty much awareness, how people become aware of what you do and how you do what you do, right? And it could be something as simple as, you know, some people focus on SEO, which is just search, right, through Google. Some people do mailers, some people do YouTube videos, some people blog, podcasting. All types of ways to get top of funnel awareness. So where people that don't have any clue about who you are, this is how they find out, oh, this is what Joe stands for, this is what he's about. All types of things. You can run paid ads, right? Social media ads, of course. But strategic partnerships, something that I think that is highly neglected. It's not a channel that people really focus in on. And it's a phenomenal place to play. Let me tell you why. Because it's really something that you could easily partner up with other people in like-minded, you know, industries, if not direct competition. I'm gonna tell you, I did it with direct competition, and it was great. It was great. I had a great play doing this with somebody that would view like our industry would view us as direct competitors. So both of us sell into the physical medicine space. He has a product that's about 25 grand. My product starts around, let's call it 15, between 15 to 40, right? All depending on how many bells and whistles you want with it. But again, direct competition here from a budgeting standpoint. But a lot of our clients view us as complementary. Like, because at some point, maybe they might buy his product first, they might get mine first. They might look at playing each other off of one another, right? Like, they can see benefits and how we, and really how we can get better outcomes for their patients by using both our products. So I was like, look, man, let's do something. And we've been talking about it. I've been talking to Josh Silvers. He's the founder of Pulse Energy. And we've been talking about doing something together like for years now, because we got similar clients. I would go into these pro team locker rooms and I would see his device there, and vice versa. Like, he heard about me through a couple of his clients. And so we have one mutual client that literally, so he's not, now he's with the, he's the vice president of performance with the Pelicans, but we actually met him when he was with the Suns. Aaron Nelson, he's a guru when it comes to athletic training. And so he carried both of our products. He met Josh first, and then he told Josh about me after he thought we had a good product offering as well. And so we've been talking about doing this for at least 3-4 years. But anyway, long story short, I was like, look, man, let's go collaborate on some content together and just have Aaron on the podcast. Man, Aaron talks about how he's using Josh's product, got into how he was using my devices. And it was just like, it was great. Like, it was a different way to view going about unlocking growth through partnering up with somebody that people would say is competition. Like, most of my colleagues look at me like, dude, that's crazy. Why would you give them that much insight into who's doing what and pretty much how they're doing it? But the reality of it is, it's best for the end user. Like, it's best for Aaron. Because what's so funny, we invited Aaron on the podcast and Aaron flipped the script on us and was like, hey, can you tell me how I could maximize it by breaking down some more of the science with your device and your device? So he started asking us questions. That lets me know that there was some real crossover that was happening. And I think Aaron even really respected the fact that we were willing to work together the way we were. And then after we got off the call, and this is what people don't understand about podcasting, it's what happens after the conversation. Like, what happens during is nice, but what happens afterwards is really where the sauce is. And man, me, Josh and Aaron were talking and just sharing notes. And then after Aaron jumped off, me and Josh jumped on the call and we just started talking about, man, how many like-minded clients we have throughout all the leagues. In a lot of places that I'm at, he's not yet, and vice versa. And so I was like, oh, I'm giving intros like crazy. And just, you know, and we're always doing something with a couple of my clients in Colorado. This is like things that I would have gone to a trade show and spent $3,000 to $4,000 for a booth space and sat there and hoped that somebody come past me, or spend a couple grand on Facebook ads so I can get that type of visibility. And then two, it wouldn't be coming from a trusted referral. Like, that's the real gem behind this, is that it is like a friend telling you something good about the product. Because if you see a random video with a stranger, yeah, you might click it and you might, you know, get on their newsletter and they'll beat you up after, and then maybe after 3-4 months, you might buy something. Or if I, you know, hit you with the email out of nowhere, cold email you, you might get back to me and say, all right, I think Joe's okay. Let me see what he's doing. But it's totally different when the competition, somebody that they view as a competitor, says, you know what, man, you got to check out Joe because this thing is pretty solid too. It is like a good friend, a trusted partner telling you and vouching for me. And now that's why it's so important that you know your limitations. So it's something that I want to really get more into doing, more teaching, more education, and just accountability. I'm just a student of the game, student of sales. I love it. And it's something that ever since I got done personal training, that this is like, has been my sport, because sales is a sport in itself. It's a contact sport. You really got to get in there and you got to spend time. You got to have engagement. You got to have those conversations, the tough ones, the easy ones, the ones that you're afraid to have, the ones where you're going to get the, you know, automatic no's because they don't know you. And all that is a part of it. It's just like any other sport, right? The strengths and weaknesses that you play in those games, and really figuring out how you can become stronger at your partnerships is a skill that I really want to pressing a lot of people. So if this is interesting at all to you, man, I'm putting together this thing called the Marathon Selling Training Club, and it's literally me trying not to be a fat dude anymore because I gained so much weight after my wife gave birth, man. It's around eating donuts and just all types of crazy stuff before we get ready to move. And so I put on weight. I'm getting back into running because I hate running, and running just helps me become disciplined. That's really all it's about. It's not because I want to be like some world-class runner, you know, but it's just, it's about discipline for me. And so if you're interested in being a part of that community, man, where I'll be trying to hold myself accountable. And if you have some sales goals that you want me to hold you accountable to, come on in and actually join this actual atmosphere, man. I think it's a great space. Jump on the newsletter for free, or you can join the actual community. I think we're starting off like around $50. And it's something that literally we just have iron sharpens iron type of mentality, conversations happening back and forth. So hopefully you guys found some value out of this conversation. Hopefully you guys will go challenge yourself to go create some strategic partners with your competition, quote unquote, right? Like, this abundance, man, it's internet age. It's not that competition. The whole mindset is, to me, is it could be flipped on its face. But that's for later conversations. I'm out of here. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. I look forward to bringing more and more heat.